from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are heading back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you. Brett McMurphy, Action Network. College football insider, good friend of ours for a long, long time. And Brett, boy, I'll tell you what, if somebody would have told me that the Canes were going to blow out Florida, I didn't expect that. And I definitely didn't expect Florida State to start with two losses to Georgia Tech and Boston College, including the one at home where they got kicked around pretty good physically. Really surprised me as I say good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. I guess Sophie's choice for Miami fans, what are they more excited about, the Miami start or the Florida State start?
Well, that's a great question.
Both of them, not expected. Not that Miami, we didn't expect Miami to win, but like you said, I was surprised they were that dominant. I thought this would go down to the fourth quarter. It's well documented what Florida's schedule is. I thought they'd be very desperate and would come out and take this to the fourth quarter. But, yeah, Miami took advantage. It was never in doubt. Makes me look smart. I had them highest ranked in the preseason. I still think they're underranked by the AP voters at number 12. I think I had them up to number 7 on my ballot this week. But have you guys started scheduling the parade yet? When's that going to happen after the season?
Yeah. Hey, so Cam Ward, did that surprise you? On some of the stuff that he did and stuff, and just some of the plays.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, Joe, that's why I had, Miami so highly ranked, because I thought the addition of Cam and also Martinez at running back, I think, quite frankly, the best quarterback running back duo to transfer into one school. That's why I was so high on them. And I think because Cam played at Washington State, a lot of people weren't familiar with him. And that was kind of in a nutshell what happened with the Pac-12. Being out there and playing a lot of games on the Pac-12 network, playing a lot of games at 10:30 Eastern, half of the nation's asleep when you're playing your games. And so people weren't familiar with him, but certainly he made a huge statement, Saturday, and now everybody knows who he is. And people always ask me before the season, who's your pick to win the Heisman? And I'm like, look, I'd just rather throw darts at a board. I'd have better success. But certainly Cam's in the conversation now. And if Miami wins the ACC with a 10-2 or better record, I think he's got a legitimate shot to get to New York City. Now, obviously, there's a lot of season left, and we have to see what happens. But if he does what he did in week one, over the course of the season, I don't see any way he would not be in New York City.
Brett, your take on Billy Napier, if this thing, if it doesn't get competitive, I mean, he's got too much talent. The fact that I think they're going to be okay. They got a lot of really good players on the team. But if you don't see, there's no way he gets fired during the year, right? Could you see him gone, though, at the end of the season anyway? They owe him a lot of money.
Yeah, well, the thing with this, Joe, and it's not specifically to Florida, but basically every school nowadays, is you get to a point that if the fan base has checked out and given up on the coach, it's one – ADs have told me this. They would rather have a fan base that's passionate, that's actually pissed off that they're not doing well. The worst thing is to have a fan base that has given up, that just doesn't care, that stops – you know, being involved in the program and just forgets about it. So the question is, has or will Florida get to that point during the season? And, you know, as we know, their schedule's insane, how hard it is, although the Florida State game at the end of the year doesn't look as tough. But I think it's kind of based on how the season goes. I mean, they've got a, you know, Samford this week, they should be okay. And then they have Texas A&M. You know, they're going to probably be an underdog in that game. At Mississippi State, at Starkville's never easy. You know, UCF comes there. That's a toss-up game. At Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, you know, and then they get into those final five games. So they could be, you know, if they're sitting at 2-5, yeah, I think there's a possibility something could happen. They have an open date before Georgia in that final five game stretch. But at this point, yeah, it's going to cost a ton of money to buy him out, but it's going to cost more if you keep him and basically your whole fan base is apathetic and doesn't care anymore. I just know, Joe, I've done some investigative journalism in my past. I'm working on a Pulitzer Prize piece right now. I'm searching the entire state of Florida looking for somebody that actually has a basement so I can find that person that's been bothering Billy Napier. I've looked all over Tampa, St. Pete. I'll be heading down your way. So far, I have not found one basement. So if you guys have any tips, please send me an email or let me know, because I'm looking for that one person in Florida with a basement.
Brett, I threw that out. We had fun with that yesterday. We're trying to figure out, and people were texting in and letting us know that they don't know of any basements in any part of Florida. So I know, but he did get a shot in on those little podcasters that apparently are starting to bother he and his team a little bit. So the Mike Norvell story is, to me, is the biggest story in college football. I don't think anybody expected. And they lost a lot of guys in the NFL. They did, but this guy's pretty good with that transfer portal. To see him at 0-2, and by the way, physically just getting manhandled on this defensive line, I did not expect that. What's your take on Mike's even apologizing after going undefeated through last year till the last game?
Yeah, and you're right, and I got to talk, I like Mike. He's a stand-up guy. I had a chance to talk to him, you know, in the off season, and, you know, he really felt that you know, even though they lost a running back to the NFL, their running back depth was as good as it's ever been. He felt like defensively they lost a lot of guys, but they still had a lot of talent back, guys that had played a number of plays, not necessarily that started a lot of games, but had seen a lot of game action. You know, some people were claiming Florida State had the best defensive line in the country. I don't think that's panning out as a very good observation, but just surprising how Florida State has been dominated defensively and by Georgia Tech and Boston College's offenses. Because, you know, these teams are teams that, you know, were projected to, you know, in a good scenario, get to six wins and get to a bowl game. And Florida State couldn't stop either one of them. And probably the most, you know, frustrating thing for Florida State fans is the performance of DJU at quarterback. You know, he's had his ups and downs at Clemson and at Oregon State, but boy, he sure looks like he's regressed. And, you know, the first week against Georgia Tech, it looks like either he couldn't or they wouldn't allow him to throw downfield. And then against Boston College, it just looks like there's no confidence there. When he does have receivers, he overthrows them. When he doesn't have receivers, he tries to throw into coverage. You know, it's just everyone's kind of, you know, everyone's pressed, so you have so much pressure on yourself. I kind of think that's how it is with Florida State. And now the challenge for them is, you know, obviously they wanted to get back to the playoff, you know, kind of, you know, make up for what happened in the Orange Bowl last year. Now you try not to lose the team, because now all those expectations, those goals. Realistically, I guess they could get to the playoff. They'd have to win out at 10-2, but that's the only way they get in. And you know, now you got your realistic concerns: is Florida State going to get the 6 wins and get to a bowl game? So it's been crazy how much it has flipped like that. And what's crazier is a year after going 13-0 in the regular season, there are some fans out there questioning if Norvell should be on the hot seat.
That's crazy.
It's insane, these fans. How, you know, it's like week to week whether a coach should be on a hot seat. But, you know, that's one of the changes now, that obviously it didn't impact coaches. But with players getting paid, people are taking more of a, you know, professional attitude about, you know, job security and different things like that. But, yeah, this is certainly unexpected by Florida State. And, you know, other than, you know, really Miami, you know, the ACC is laid an egg in the early going. Yes. Maybe they can turn it around when we get going.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, speaking of that, Dabo Swinney, who's been a great college football coach, he's one of, 2 years ago, we were saying he's one of the two or three guys every year that was right there, but he's fighting this transfer portal. He won't do it, and now it's catching up to him. And I know they played Georgia, and maybe that's a bad example because they look super talented once again, but who tells Dabo Swinney, listen, we got to use this transfer portal like everybody else a little bit?
I'm sure people are telling him that. He's just not listening, you know. And I don't know if there's anyone that could tell him that and he would listen. Maybe if Nick Saban sat him down. But Dabo knows all this, you know. And Saban could say, look, you either adapt or you die. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. Saban actually tried to pass a rule in college football that the offenses had to wait 10 seconds to snap the ball so the defenses could be ready. And, of course, that never passed. But that's how Saban felt. The game was played too fast. And so what happened? That got voted down. So then Saban said, well, if you can't beat him, you join him. And he hired Kiffin. And, you know, we see what happened. Dabo certainly, you know, is going to die on this hill. And it's just – it's it just doesn't make any sense. I understand you want to be loyal to your players, but I heard a very good comparison. It would be like an NFL team saying, you know what, we're not going to use the free agent market. We're just going to take the guys we have we draft every year, and that's it. And we've got our team here. You know, how successful would those teams be? Well, they wouldn't, and everybody would get fired, and that's why nobody does it. You know, we'll see if Dabo ever changes. And at this point, does he not change just to kind of prove a point? Is he that stubborn? We're going to have to find out. But you are right. It could just be that Georgia's that good, and Clemson may be all right. Georgia may beat everybody that bad, but certainly, you know, in their opener, that was not a good look for Clemson at all.
Well, Brett, I really appreciate you coming on a little bit. I know how you felt about this Miami team and wanted to get your take today. I think everybody's kind of fired up down here to see such a talented team going, wow, it really is that good. So it's been fun. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
You got it, guys. Let me know if you find any of those basements. Okay?
We're going to be looking. We're looking right now. We got the call out for South Florida. Could be something in Palm Beach. We're checking right now.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Brett McMurphy. Action Network Football Insider. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But first, do want to tell you before we jump into this 9 o'clock hour, Michael Kotze. No. He's not a head coach. No, Michael Kotze doesn't mess around the transfer portal. No, he's a guy that wants to help you with a reverse mortgage. No, he's the first guy that's put together some great programs to help you out right now. What could be some tough times, especially people living in condos on the water right now. Interest rates are higher, high insurance rates, HOA fees going up, and all of a sudden you're retired going, uh-oh, I got a problem. You know what people are doing? They're going to credit cards, running up their credit cards to be able to pay their bills every month. That's not the answer. Not at 28, 29, 30% on that credit card. Let Michael Kotze relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off for you. Reverse mortgages could be for you if you're 62 or older. You and your spouse, you qualify. If you're sitting there with all that equity in your home, call Michael Kotze, get approved quickly, and get it done quickly. The reverse mortgage might be absolutely perfect for you. It's more popular than ever, one of the most popular mortgages we have here in South Florida. And I want to let you know, first-time home buyer rates right now. Michael Kotze's got a nice program, fixed rates in the fives for you, self-employed and been declined by banks. Don't worry, Michael Kotze can still get it done for you, too. Hey, whatever you're going through, go to Google Reviews on the web. That's Choice Mortgage Reviews, and check it out. A lot of people saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze, his work ethic, 7 days a week. This guy works nonstop, even on Saturday and Sunday. Can get you approved in half the time of the big banks. So here's his cell phone number. Call or text him today. Find out. 561-441-2730. That's 561. 441-2730, 33 years in the business. Michael Kotze has no life. The guy works, man. That's all he does. His poor wife's wondering if she's married. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.